Bottom half of the fourth inning. Drillers trailing 4-0 to the Naturals. Need this game to extend their season down 2-1 in the best of five for the divisional round of the Texas League playoffs. Tonight's broadcast is being brought to you by the Pepsi broadcast booth here at One Oak Field. Pepsi is the official soft drink of Drillers baseball. Leading off the fourth inning is Mac Beatty, who is 1-for-1 doubled down the left field line his first time up. And Beatty looks at ball one high, 1-0. So the starter for the Drillers, Yadier Alvarez, goes 3 2/3, gives up 7 hits. 4 runs are all earned. Walking 3, striking out 3. 74 pitches, 40 of which went for strikes. Right at the knees for a strike on Beatty. Drillers now have a right-hander working in the bullpen as Michael Johnson comes in, gets Ryan O'Hearn out. Looks like that might be it for Michael. 1-1 on the ground through the left side for a base hit. And Beatty, the Texas League hitting champion, well, he's 2-for-2. And down 4-0. Got to get some base runners, and he just reaches out, pokes it through that left side past the diving Jack Lopez. The leadoff hitter's aboard here against Zach Laverne, who's been pretty good through 3 innings. He's only given up now 3 hits, 2 of them to Beatty. Struck out 1, hasn't walked to 1, has hit a batter, though. Kyle Garlick now comes to the plate. Man, he got a tough luck out in the first. Looks at strike 1 here on the curve. Garlick had runners at 2nd and 3rd the first inning. Hit it right back to the pitcher, Laverne, on a screamer. He's able to put a glove in front of it, catch it, and double off Yasiel Diaz, third base, to end the inning. 0-1, he rips this one down the left field line. That's a fair ball as it goes into the corner. Bounces around down there. Up to second base goes Garlick. Beatty's over to third. And the Drillers have runners at 2nd and 3rd. Nobody out in the 4th. So he's hit the ball hard twice. This time doesn't find a glove. Hits off that side railing. The Drillers are cooking here in the 4th. Just gave up a couple of runs. And now have a couple in scoring position trying to get them back. Blake Galen now comes up. 0-for-1, grounded out to second base. His first time up is Nicky Lopez now at second, stands in the outfield grass. That's where he grounded out his first time up. First pitch, grounder over to first base. That's going to score a run. Duenas flips it to Laverne for the out, but RBI ground out for Galen, and Drillers are on the board, down 4-1. RBI ground out there. Beatty comes in to score. Garlick moved over to third base. And Eric Mejia now comes up to the plate. He is 0-for-1. He's grounded to second base his first time up too. He waves at the first one, 0-1. Another ground out like that. Should be able to score another run if it goes almost anywhere but third base. Lopez the only one that isn't really playing on the edge of the outfield grass there. That one in the dirt. Good block by the catcher, Dini. Ball on a strike now to Mejia. Drillers down 4-1. RBI ground out from Blake Galen. Let's put the Drillers on the board. 1-1. Up and away. 2 balls, 1 strike. Garlic over at third base, trying to cut this lead in half. This one's high. Three balls and a strike now to Mejia. Number six batter for the Drillers. Shaded just a bit for him to pull the ball for the lefty. And he hits this one hard to deep center field. Going back is DeWeese. That's going to be plenty deep to score Garlic from third. Sack fly from Mejia. And the Drillers get those two runs they gave up in the fourth. They get them right back. And it's 4-2. So the sack fly from Mejia brings home Garlic. And now no one on base but two outs. But two productive outs. RBI ground out and a sack fly. Brings up Drew Jackson. First pitch missed away. 1-0 to Jackson, who's 0-1, grounded out to short his first time up. Check swing, did he go? No, he did not. Two balls, no strikes to Jackson. Around the rest of the Dodgers affiliates, Rookie League Ogden Raptors trailing 6-2 to Idaho Falls in their last game of the regular season. That one's high, 3-0. Ogden will start the Pioneer League playoffs tomorrow against rival Orem. A best of three. Three and oh to Jackson. Catches the inside corner to stave off the walk. So Laverne hasn't walked anyone. And high A, Rancho Cucamonga. They're taking on Lancaster. They're in the same boat as the Drillers. They need to win tonight to extend the season. They're down 2-1 to Lancaster. On the ground over to short. Arteaga goes to a knee to field it. Throws over to first. That ends the inning, but Drillers get two back on two hits. Nobody left on, no errors as well for the Naturals in that inning, but it's 4-2. Naturals lead the Drillers in game four of the first round of the Texas League playoffs. We'll go to the fifth. This is Drillers Baseball on the Buzz.